My name is Trent Lewer. I'm a former college quarterback. I now run Your First Scholarship, where we help families get their first scholarship and more. So today I'm talking about a little bit of a weird one. I'm talking about transfer portal and one of the reasons why it's not a great idea to bank on the transfer portal. And this is coming from someone that has friends that's entered the transfer portal, had this happened, and it's kind of messed up a little bit of the recruiting. And so one of the big things is credits, school credits, because you get to the school and then you want to transfer, but sometimes those credits don't transfer. And this is a big deal because, let's say you get to the school, it's not as big a deal if you get to that school and you immediately transfer, which first off, if you're doing that, you just totally messed up probably. And maybe you should just go back and look at your decision-making process to decide in that school. But the issue it happens is when you are there at that school for multiple years. And so I've had two friends I can think of right now off the top of my head. I've had a couple calls with people that bring this up. And they end up at their original school. They go through the process and they get close to graduating. And then they transfer and some of their credits aren't transferable. And this causes them to basically have to like restart a degree or a program at that school. And so then they end up not taking that offer that they got and either having to take a worse offer or just stay at the current school for an extra semester to finish their schooling and then transfer out. And so that is a big deal because this is these two situations I'm talking about. One guy went D1 FCS, and he's now transferring and he's gotten FBS offers to transfer up, but he just realistically wanted to stay and get his degree. And he wasn't going to be able to do it in the same time span over these next schools. And then the second one is he was going from Power 4 down to FCS, same exact situation, instead had to go D2. And so that is a realistic thing that happens. And so with that, you have to understand what the negatives are when you enter the transfer portal. And probably speaking to a very select few people, and if you're already watching this video, then you're probably pretty cautious, which is a good thing. And sadly, I can't speak to everyone that's going to enter the transfer portal. But not enough people understand that it's like when you get to that point, that junior, senior year, you're about to wrap up your degree, the decision between waiting at your school for an extra semester versus going to another school and having another potentially 2 years left of school because your credits didn't transfer, or even just adding an extra semester to get a degree is a big deal because it becomes a time thing of like how much time do you want to spend to get that degree, or you could already be leveling up to that next degree. And so it becomes a tough choice. Like, do you put your athletic career ahead of your academic career? But realistically, most people in those kind of situations aren't going to go to the NFL. So it doesn't really make sense to put your athletic career ahead of your academic career when realistically your academic career is probably what's going to put you ahead for the next couple of years versus this athletic stuff is a 1 to 2 year thing left in the journey. And so this goes back to my same thing with the transfer portal. I mean, I was just talking to another parent about this of like transferring up and everything like that. It's, I think from D2 to D1, I had it in my notebook that was right here, but I put it away. I think it was 29 or 30%, maybe even lower, transferred up from D2 to D1. And that's not even 30 or 29% of the like whole pie. That was 29 or 30% of the like 20 or 30% that actually transferred. That is how small that people that transfer up. So if your whole plan is to go into school, a D2 school, and then transfer up to D1, I recommend not banking on that, because unless for some reason you end up at a D2 for a very weird reason, it probably is not going to work out exactly the way you think it is. And so with that being said, keep this one pretty short because that was a big thing that I just wanted to hit on. But the transfer portal is definitely a way to move across, and it's there for different reasons. But if you're going to enter it, make sure you're entering for the right reasons. And so hopefully there's just a little insight that if you happen to have to go through that process or think about that process, it's something you know and have more in your knowledge bank to make a better decision. But regardless, hope this helps. And if you like this, if you got something from this, be sure to like and subscribe. See you next one. Peace.